What page do we have to do in the math workbook? My friend Chloe asked.
25?
I'm not sure, I said. Chloe nudged Theo. He took off his headphones and she repeated the question. What's the math homework?
Pages 24 and 25, Theo replied.
Theo is another friend of mine, and together we're the three founding members of the Kindness Club. I'd invited them over for an unofficial TKC meeting. That's how we all became friends, by the way, the Kindness Club. A couple weeks ago, it was a homework project for science. The assignment was to conduct any experiment we wanted. It sounds cool when a teacher tells you that you can do anything, but really, it's incredibly hard because there are so many possibilities, almost too many. After a lot of debate, we decided to test the effect of kind acts on mean people. Would they turn kind too? There were mixed results. Chloe was kind to the most popular girls in the fifth grade, who also happened to be the meanest girls, and they didn't exactly change their ways. They said Chloe could be their friend, but if, and only if, she stopped being friends with Theo and me. Chloe told them no, and they were as mean as ever before. But that was okay, because our experiment worked on another subject. My neighbor, Mary Claire Gallagher. I call her Mrs. G for short. She had a disastrous backyard, and a pretty bad front yard, too. Chloe, Theo, and I cleaned it up, and Mrs. G went from being the meanest person I'd ever met to being my friend. That's because when you do something kind for someone, they get a boost of a chemical in their brain called serotonin. It makes them feel good, and sometimes it makes them act kind right back. It's not that I was a mean person before we started the club, but I wasn't kind as much as I could have been. Unlike Chloe, who always thought up kind things to do. Now, I want to be like that too. After we finished our experiment, we decided to keep the club and keep up our kindnesses. So here Chloe and Theo were at my house on a Wednesday. Chloe flipped open the math workbook to the right page. Theo put headphones over his ears and opened his workbook. I felt very happy having them with me in my living room, even though we were doing homework, which isn't the best activity. Having friends there when you do any activity, good or bad, is so much better than being by yourself. I used to be by myself a lot. Not by choice, but before Chloe moved to town and we got assigned the science project together, I didn't have many friends. To be honest, I didn't really have any. Some of my classmates thought I was weird because of the outfits I wore. Okay, I'll admit it. My outfits are different than what other kids at school wear. Their clothes are on the plain side. Regular jeans and regular shirts. Or if they're getting dressed up for special occasions, they wear things like you see in a magazine. Which is fine. I'm not making fun of them for copying anything. That's just not for me. I design things myself,